The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. Islam is the way of life. Islam is the way of life. Islam is the way of life. Islam is the way of life.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, to recite Durood e Pak on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is always bring blessings and mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, whoever writes salat upon me in a book, angels will continue to make istighfar, seek forgiveness for him as long as my name remains in it. Allahu Akbar. Now imagine, if you write one time now and it will remain in there maybe 50 years, 100 years, 200 years, the angels will continue do the istighfar for them. Allahu Akbar. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So at least every day, if not every day, once a week, once a month, write the blessed name and the salat on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in any book, make a diary, and inshallah azza wa jal, you will gain these blessings. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, today we will discuss a few things about the life and the biography of Imam Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the great son of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, jo ke mere aqa alayhi salatu salam jo hain, وہ امام الانبیاء ہیں اور ان کے اگر والد صاحب کی شان دیکھیں تو وہ اسد اللہ ہیں امیر المومنین ہیں تو اگر ان کی والدہ کی شان دیکھیں تو لیڈی آف پیراڈائز کہا جاتا ہے ان کو خاتون جنت کہا جاتا ہے خود ان کے بارے میں کیا ہے کہ یہ امام الاسخیہ ہیں یعنی کہ چیف آف جنرس یعنی کہ سخاوت آج جو ہمارا ٹاپک ہے گریڈ اگر اس کی الٹ لیں گے تو وہ جنروسٹی ہوتی ہے تو بہت ساری چیزیں انشاءاللہ آج ہم کور کریں گے آصف مدنی ہمارے ساتھ ہیں اور ہمارے ساتھ ماشاءاللہ وی ہیو آور قمر مدنی اینڈ شاہد بھائی اینڈ ماشاءاللہ ہمارے رضوان بھائی ناز انشاءاللہ ہم شروع کرتے ہیں ہمارے قمر بھائی سے قمر مدنی ود اس
آئی تھنک شاہ صاحب ایز اے جنرل پرنسپل اف وی کیپ ان مائنڈ امام حسن رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ از دی گرینڈ سن اف دی پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم آن ون اوکیژن دی میسنجر اف اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ایز مینشن ان بخاری Imam Hassan is sitting in his lap. The Sahaba are present before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's looking at the Sahaba. He's looking at Imam Hassan. He's looking at the Sahaba. He's looking at Imam Hassan. And then he says to the Sahaba, "This son of mine, he's a Sayyid. He's a leader, and there is hope that through him, Allah subhanahu wa taala will reconcile or bring two Muslims or create peace between two groups of Muslims." When we know that this was an indication to a later event where Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala and Imam Hassan, they were able to negotiate in such a way and come to an agreement where a lot of bloodshed was avoided. Imam Hassan himself, subhanallah, you can understand this from a physical sense or from a spiritual sense. It's mentioned about him that that he physically, he looked, he resembled the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from his head to his navel. So if he wanted to look at someone who looked like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala. And when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam veiled himself from us, from the world, he was only 7.5 years old. But Shasab, even at that age, by that age, he had narrated 13 ahadith.
Allah.
And that shows how great his memory was. Because when in reporting hadith, the criteria is so strict that the person who's reporting must have certain characteristics, and Imam Hassan was deemed to be acceptable as a source for taking hadith from him. And the last thing that I would like to mention is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua that he said, "Oh Allah, Allahumma inni uhibbuhu. Oh Allah, I love him. Fa ahibba.
Allah.
So love him too. So you love him." So we know that if we want to attain the love of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we express love for Imam Hassan, for the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And because our topic is greed, Imam Hassan being who he is, his character opposed this. And he was, as you mentioned, Shahzad, he was a leader of the generous people. So generous that at times he would just give thousands of dirham away. On more than one occasion, he gave half his wealth in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to learn from the blessed character and the generosity of Imam Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala.
Ameen. MashaAllah. Ye beautiful way mein explain kiya. And no doubt the chief of generous Imam Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala spent all the wealth and position of his home. Not one time, twice in the path of Allah azza wa jal. Ek dafa nahi, do dafa. Aur half of jo Kamar bhai ne bayan kiya, wo three time. Three time half of the wealth جو تھی ان کے پاس جو کچھ ان کے گھر میں تھا wealth and position of his house three time in the path of Allah عز و جل دو دفعہ تین دفعہ دو دفعہ سارا دیا تین دفعہ آدھا دیا ان سے ان کی generosity پتہ چلتی ہے اسی لئے ان کو امام الاسخیہ بھی کہا جاتا ہے the chief of the generous اور آج ہمارا topic بھی آپ غور کریں اس کا الٹ اگر جائیں تو وہ greed ہے کہ greed کیا ہوتی ہے ایک طرف تو ہم دیکھ رہے ہیں کہ سب کچھ اللہ کے راستے میں دے رہے ہیں اور ایک طرف greed آ جاتی ہے there are few kinds and few types of greed کمر بھائی سے وہی مدنی پھول لیتے ہیں کہ how many types of greed اور یہ کہ ہر greed بری ہوتی ہے بچپن یہ بہت بری عادت ہے not every greed is bad not every greed یہ کچھ greed ایسی ہے جن کو پسند کیا گیا شریعت میں اور وہ کون سی انشاءاللہ ان کو بھی کمر بھائی سے لیتے ہیں اور پھر انشاءاللہ باقی مبلغ
جی انشاءاللہ شاہصاحب I'll be brief because I've spoken before mashallah we have brothers here who will deliver so many priceless pearls for all of us and our audience we when we look at hirs generally it can be translated with a number of English words and depending on the context you translate hirs accordingly so hirs can be greed which is looked upon in a negative light covetousness slightly less negative maybe it could even be aspiration so you want to do something and you want to aspire to become something that is included in hirs also so hirs is not just that greed where there's an insatiable desire to attain something you have it you still want more We'll speak about that, but greed can be divided into three on a basic level. One is obviously from the starting beginning with a good type is the hirs mahmud or praiseworthy. And that is obviously all good actions. Someone who is aspiring to become a better Muslim, not only will he pray his fard prayer, he will read his voluntary prayers. He will wake up in the middle of the night to pray. He will be someone who recites extra Qur'an. This hirs is very strong, mashallah. You know, our brothers and sisters out there, they have this hirs mahmud. They want to do more good things. They want to do more dhikr. And then obviously the second type is the opposite of that, is the hirs madhmum, which can be translated as blameworthy or bad in a contextual sense. So all acts of disobedience or actions which lead one away from the right path can come into this category. So all kinds of sins, people, they disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through earning haram, through acts of, na'udhu billah, through acts of fornication, or anything that is wrong. Anything that is sinful is masbool. And then you have the last category, which depending on what your intention is, it will either be mahmud good or it will be madhmum bad or blameworthy. And that is the hirs mubah. So mubah from a fiqh perspective, generally we say the doing of which is equal. Whether you do it or you don't do it, it doesn't really matter. So if you do it, it's not...
But your intention yes. make it good.
Yeah, so basically, so for example, if you're changing your clothes, you're applying fragrance, normal day-to-day activities that are permissible, If your intention is good and you say, oh, I'm going to apply this itr or fragrance because I want it so that when I meet my Muslim brothers, they sense this sweet smell coming from me and they're inclined towards, it makes them happy. It's pleasing for them. It's pleasing for their senses. Already that mubah becomes mahmud. So intention will make the third category good or bad. And we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we're able to use our understanding of hirs for good actions so that we are rewarded in the court of Allah.
MashaAllah.
MashaAllah. Qamar bhai has very eloquently explained the different types of greed. Another concept we need to understand is that naturally we are inborn with greed. Whether we are rich or poor, whether it's an illiterate or a scholar, young or old, man or woman, greed is a natural concept in our hearts. And it's stated in the Quran, Allah Almighty states, and they are entrapped with greed in their hearts. Wow. And the one who saves himself, saves his soul from greed, it is they who are successful. So that's one thing that we need to understand first of all. That is a natural concept that we all have, and that we all need to manage and control.
Sure.
And one thing I wanted to discuss with this regard is, Qamar bhai mentioned about good greed and bad greed, and it's trying to understand that fine line of when you have good greed or when it becomes bad greed. In society, in a lot of situations, whether it's work or personal, we're told to be driven, we're told to have goals, we're told to better ourselves. And I wanted to try and have open up a discussion with a respected panel on how do we define when that greed becomes bad greed, and when it's about taking us into sinful, and when it's actually good for us, that when is it actually good to aspire to be something good and have a good ambitions for you and your family.
जी उन्होंने क्वेश्चन रेस किया है साथ में चले पूछ भी रहे हैं ताकि थोड़ी सी इन्फॉर्मेशन भी बढ़े कि कौन सी ग्रीड अच्छी है कौन सी ग्रीड बुरी है तो कुछ चीज़ें हैं देखें ग्रीड होती है एक नेचर ऐसे का ना ग्रीड फॉर फेम ग्रीड फॉर वेल्थ ग्रीड फॉर लव ऑफ द वर्ल्ड ग्रीड फॉर बिजनेसेस ग्रीड फॉर कार ग्रीड फॉर होम एंड देयर इज अदर साइड द ग्रीड ऑफ वर्शिप greed of reciting Quran Pak, greed of earning good deeds. तो ये एक सीधी सीधी सी एक लाइन नज़र आ रही है कि जो चीज़ दुनिया की मोहब्बत में लेकर जा रही है कहते हैं ना कि roots of every sin is the love of the world. तमाम बुराइयों की जो जड़ है ना वो दुनिया की मोहब्बत है तो लव जिस चीज़ से दुनिया की मोहब्बत दुनिया की हिर्स पैदा हो रही हो जो सिर्फ दुनिया बनाने के लिए हो चाहे वो वेल्थ हो चाहे वो फेम हो या जो भी चीज़ हो तो वो आपको इस तरफ लेकर जाती है और जिससे आपकी आखिरत बेहतर हो रही हो जिससे रब राजी हो रहा हो दैट्स कंसीडर एज अ गुड ग्रीड यानी कि आप नेकियों के हरीस हो रहे हैं यू वांट टू अर्न मोर गुड डीड्स एक कुरान पाक पढ़ा मैं दो पढ़ लूँ एक सिपारा पढ़ा है नहीं मैं दो पढ़ लेता हूँ दो नफिल अदा किए चले मैं चार और नफिल अदा कर लेता हूँ ये ग्रीड अच्छी है इस्लाम ने इसको पसंद फरमाया है दोबारा हमारे साथ आसिफ मदनी भी इंशाल्लाह इनसे भी कुछ मदनी फूल लेते हैं इंशाल्लाह भी कॉल्स की तरफ चलते हैं और
जी बिल्कुल शरीफ माशाल्लाह जैसे रिजवान भाई ने भी दसिया सानू तो सी माशाल्लाह एक्सप्लेन कर दिता कि दो किस्म दियाँ ग्रीड आ दो किस्म का हरीस सुंदा का करीम सल्लल्लाहु ताला अलैहि वसल्लम दे हदीस मुबारक अब्दुल्लाह बिन अब्बास रदी अल्लाह ताला अन्हु दे मरवी फरमांदे कि मैं आका करीम सल्लल्लाहु ताला अलैहि वसल्लम अनु फरमांदे सुनिया कि मन हु मानी ला यशबानी के दो चीज़ा तो इंसान कभी भी उदा दिल नहीं भरदा एक ता इलम दा हरीस होएगा उदा भी दिल कभी नहीं भरेगा वह चाहेगा मैं होर इलम सीखा होर इलम सीखा होर सीखा तो दूसरा बंदा जिहड़ा माल दा हरीस आ वह भी यह चाहता कि मेरे को अज थोड़ा होर ज्यादा आ जाए होर ज्यादा आ जाए होर ज्यादा आ जाए दूसरी हदीस आका करीम सल्लल्लाहु ताला अलैहि वसल्लम ने इरशाद फरमाया कि लव कान अली इबन आदम वादियानी मी मालिन लबतगा सालिसा अगर इबन आदम को माल दिया ऑलरेडी पहले दो वैलियां दो वादियां और तीसरे दी ख्वाहिश करेगा फिर आका करीम सल्लल्लाहु ताला अलैहि वसल्लम ने इरशाद फरमाया कि इंसान इन्ना ग्रीडी आ इन्ना हरीसा मालदा कि वो जड़ा पेट है ना उन्होंने सिर्फ मिट्टा ही पार सकती है वयतूब अल्लाह अला मन ताबा लेकिन जड़ा अल्लाह सुबहान व तआला तो توبہ کر لے گا، استغفار کر لے گا، مغفرت طلب کرے گا، اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ انہوں معاف بھی کر دے گا۔ تو سنن سیکھنا کیا کہ آقا کریم نے فرمایا کہ دو چیزاں وا، ایک مال دا حریصہ، ایک علم دا حریصہ۔ علم دا حریصہ اچھا حریصہ، مال دا حریصہ تے برا حریصہ۔ تے سانو اج غور کرنا چاہیے کہ جیسے قرآن پاک بھی ارشاد فرمایا گیا نا کہ انما اموالکم واولادکم فتنہ، کہ مال بھی تھوڑی ڈیلی فتنہ وا، تھوڑی اولاد بھی فتنہ۔
اللہ
الحاکم التکاثر حتی زرتم المقابر، تھانو غافل رکھیا مال دی زیادہ طلبی نے، تھوڑا وا ہور زیادہ آ جائے، ہور زیادہ انسان قبر چ پہنچ جاتا، لیکن آقا کریم نے فرمایا کہ وہ مال کی جی ہرس ہے نا کدی گھٹ نہیں ہوں، انسان بڈھا بھی ہو جاتا تا بھی دو چیزوں کی وہ ہرس پھر زیادہ ہوں رہتی ہے۔ تو کوشش کرنی چاہیے کہ میٹھے محترم اسلام بھائیو کہ سانو علم دا حریص ہونا چاہیے، مال دا حریص نہیں بننا چاہیے۔
ماشاء اللہ، بہت اچھی بات کی ہمارے آصف مدنی نے ایکسپلین بھی کیا، واقعی علم جو ہمیں آخرت میں فائدہ دے سکے، اور جو مال کی محبت ہے یہ تو ویسے ہی مضموم ہے، تو مال کی محبت سے بچنا بھی چاہیے۔ کیونکہ حسن بصری رحمۃ اللہ نے بڑی پیاری بادشاہت فرمان، ہی سیڈ با اللہ عز و جل whoever respect wealth اس کا کیا ہوگا، از ڈسگریس بائی اللہ عز و جل، جو بھی مال کی عزت کرے گا نا، رسپیکٹ کرے گا، ڈسگریس بائی اللہ عز و جل، وہ ذلت ہی پائے گا۔ اور آپ دیکھتے ہیں یہ مال کی محبت کرنے والی نظر آ رہے ہوتے ہیں، جو خودکشیاں کرنے کی طرف آپ کو دکھ رہے، ایک میجورٹی ہے، بڑے بڑے بزنس مین بھی، پھر وہ ایک دم قرضے کے بوجھ میں آتے ہیں، کبھی یہ لیتے ہیں، کبھی وہ لیتے ہیں، پھر ہوتا گھر، اب گھر کی وجہ سے بھی جو آزمائے کہ نہیں اس نے گھر لے لیا، میرا گھر، اب گھر کی ایک ہرس بڑھ گئی، حالانکہ ایک ایک کمرہ، ایک دو کمرے کا گھر، تین کمرے کا گھر انف تھا، لیکن ہرس ہے نا، گریڈینس انسان کو پھر حرام کی طرف لے کر جاتی ہے، پھر کرائمس کی طرف لے کر جاتی ہے، پھر وہ اس کو مارتا ہے، اس کو مارتا ہے، اور اس کے بعد پھر اس کا انجام یا تو لاک اپ ہوتا ہے، چلے دنیا میں کہیں نکل بھی گیا تو آخرت میں تو پھنسے گا ہمیشہ کے لیے، جہنم کی آگ میں جلنا پڑا۔ تو
one thing I'd like to mention, because you mentioned Sayyidina Hasan Basri, it's also reported the first coin was created, he says that shaitan took it, kissed it and put it on his eyes. And he said, whosoever loves you is my slave.
Allah, Allah.
So today, if we are chasing the dollar, as we say, or chasing the pound, try to consider this in your mind. Am I the one who's become the slave of Satan, the slave of the devil? Or am I still a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And if so, how does my behavior prove this?
Allahu Akbar.
MashaAllah, as the brothers have mentioned beautifully, the types of greed and the effect it has. We look at our current society, the most common greed is for wealth itself. And not only wealth, what they tend to do is that once they chase the wealth, then they start chasing status or reputation itself. People start, you know, having fights amongst one another to have that reputation, to have control over things. But the best type of greed, what we can say, is the greed to seeking Islamic knowledge, which can benefit us for the hereafter itself. As you mentioned that, you know, people get into trouble with regards to, you know, greed, getting to prison itself. I'm just going to mention a short incident, one of the case which I dealt with some time ago. This young boy, he was about 21 years old, married, he had a child. And his father had a business, but because he got mixed into the wrong society and started dealing with drugs, he went to such an extent that his family didn't want to know him anymore. He went to out of the local area itself to pick up a container of drugs. Police obviously were aware of that. And they, when they raided it, he panicked. He didn't know what to do. So when he panicked, he drove his car over two police officers. And he almost killed the two police officers. Then he got caught. He then got sentenced to 19 years. Remember, when you look at that, you know, because of that greed, although he's got the wealth, his parents have, you know, brought him up with many other things, that greed for extra wealth itself, what was his situation? He ended up in prison for 19 years.
Allah.
Unfortunately, he didn't just stop there. The day he was supposed to be released, the night before, he phoned his parents saying, I'm going to be released tomorrow, come and pick me up. Family happily went to pick him up. His child is now grown up. When the family went to the prison to pick him up, the governor said, we're sorry to say that your son died last night in his cell. This is what greed does to you. It destroys your whole family. It destroys your whole situation itself.
Shahid Bhai, I think you've perfectly given an example for the question that I raised earlier about where that line is. And when that greed is taking you into haram and you're not seeing the difference between halal and haram, and there's no difference for you in that, and you're taking the risks like this, and you can't see what's good and what's bad, that's exactly where that line that I was talking about right at the start. As it's mentioned as well, that wealth, the love of the wealth we mentioned, this is the bridles, you know, the reins you have on a horse. These are the reins for hypocrites. Oh, and they will carry on dragging you into the hell.
Allah, Allah, Allah. Aayye kuch calls lete hain, inshallah, phir mazeed baat karte hain kuch.
I'm calling from Dudley. I'd like to request Sayyid Saab and the brothers to please make dua for all the people who are donating towards one of the, mashallah, beautiful projects in Dudley. We are building a Fazane Medina called Fazane Farooq Azam. Alhamdulillah, with the blessings of Amir Al-Sunnah Dhamad for Fatima Aliyah, the construction work has begun and the foundations are being, mashallah, laid down. So if you can make dua for all the people who are contributing and all the people who are giving their times, inshallah, may Allah reward everybody immensely.
Ameen. Jazakallah, Rafiq Bhai. May Allah reward you for you and also all those brothers who are helping you. اور جنہوں نے آپ کی پہلے ہیلپ کی جو کر رہے ہیں اور ان فیوچر میں جو آپ کی ہیلپ کریں گے پلیز ٹرائی ٹو گیو چیریٹی ایز مچ ایز یو کین ایک عظیم ثواب ہے کا آپ کا ذریعہ بنے گا میرے آقا علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام نے فرمایا کہ جو اللہ عز و جل کی رضا کے لیے ایک مسجد بناتا ہے اللہ جنت میں اس کو محل عطا فرماتا ہے تو چلے اس میں حصہ ملا دیجئے انشاءاللہ عز و جل آپ کو اس کی برکتیں ملیں گی نیکسٹ کال لیتے ہیں
میرا نام محمد ریحان اتاری ہے میں جوہانسبرگ ساؤتھ افریقہ سے عرض گزار ہوں پیارے باپو آپ کیسے ہیں ٹھیک ہیں خیریت سے ہیں میں آپ کو امام حسن کے حوالے سے ایک حدیث پاک سناتا ہوں حسن اور حسین جنتی جوانوں کے سردار ہیں
ماشاءاللہ کیا بات ہے ساؤتھ افریقہ سے مدنی منہ نے اتنی پیاری آواز میں میسج کیا بات اللہ کے خاندان کو برکت عطا فرمائے جزاک اللہ بیٹا بہت بہت شکریہ آپ کا نیکسٹ کال پلیز
محمد رضوان نتاری اسپیکنگ فرام جوہانسبرگ ساؤتھ افریقہ مائی ڈیئر فوزیل باپو ٹوڈے آئی وڈ لائک ٹو ٹیل یو سم تھنگ وچ آئی لرن فرام مدنی چینل ہو ایور ریسائٹس بسم اللہ والحمد للہ بیفور وضو Angels will write good deeds for him for as long as he is in the state of wudu.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Look at the viewers of Madni Channel is learning from Madni Channel this dua and also what to do before the wudu. Just recite Bismillahi walhamdulillah. ٹھیک ہے نا اتنا سا پڑھتے ہیں جب تک وضو میں رہیں گے فرشتے جو ہے وہ نیکیاں لکھتے رہتے ہیں چلیں یہ بھی ساؤتھ افریقہ سے کال تھی جزاک اللہ بیٹا کیپ واچنگ مدنی چینل ماشاء اللہ نیکسٹ کال پلیز
محمد قاسم اتاری عرض کر رہا ہوں ارجنٹن سے کوشچن تھا کہ جیسے ماشاء اللہ سنتے ہیں سمجھتے ہیں سب کچھ ہے لیکن پریکٹیکل کس طرح اپنے آپ کو چینج کیا جائے اس کے متعلق تھوڑا مدرب بول ارشاد فرمائیے
جزاک اللہ قاسم بھائی انشاءاللہ جی نیکسٹ کال پلیز
ارشد علی اتاری ایڈنگٹن سے بات کر رہا ہوں ماشاء اللہ عز و جل جو ٹاپک ہے آج ماشاء اللہ غریب اس کے سلسلے میں بہت سارے گھروں میں دیکھنے میں یہ آیا ہے کہ والدین اپنے بچوں کو بچہ ہی سمجھتے رہتے ہیں کہ ابھی بچہ ہے ابھی بچہ ہے اس پر کوئی بوجھ بھی نہیں ڈالتے وہ کرتے 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 ایک ٹائم ایسا آ جاتا ہے کہ جب والدین کو اس کی ضرورت پڑتی ہے تو پھر بھی اس کے اندر اتنی غریب اتنا لالچ اتنا سلسلہ آ جاتا ہے کہ وہ پھر والدین کی ضرورت کے مطابق بھی وہ کچھ والدین کے ساتھ کوئی تعاون کرنے کے لیے تیار نہیں رہتا تو اس کے سلسلے میں کیا مدنی پھول ہیں ہمارے لیے کہ ہمیں کیا کرنا چاہیے تاکہ اولاد کی تربیت ایسی ہو کہ جب ماں باپ کو اس کی ضرورت پڑے تو اس کے اندر جو گریڈ ہے جو لالچ ہے وہ اس سلسلے میں نہ ہو اور وہ والدین کی مدد کرے
ماشاء اللہ ویری ویری گڈ اینڈ ریلیونٹ کوشچن ماشاء اللہ قمر بھائی اب بہت کوشچن ماشاء اللہ بہت اچھے کہ کس طرح اصلاح کی جائے چینج کیا جائے اور بچے واقعی آج کے دور میں جو ہے از اے پرابلم ہے دا پیرنٹس کمپلین دے کم فار دعا مولانا صاحب مائی چلڈرن ناٹ لسننگ دے آئی نیڈ دیم دس ٹائم بٹ دے آر اوے فرام می دے ہیو دیئر اون لائف اسٹارٹ دے ڈونٹ کیئر اباؤٹ اینی تھنگ
Yes, I think a few things. Some things are some precautions we can take as parents and ensure that there are some negative elements have not crept into our household. We touched upon this in the past as well. I just mention it as an introductory point. We must ensure that what we earn is halal and what we put on the table is halal because the efficacy of this is long lasting And if we are failing in this shasab, if what we, whether it's the manner of our earning or what we put on the table, there is something that's not halal, that the effect of that can last for days. And the effect effects of that can be found in the behavior of children. Imam Ghazali alayhi rahmah writes about this, and he says that when you have a morsel of haram, then that haram will show itself. So, astaghfirullah, this is by no means anyone should think, oh, his son is disobedient, probably feeding him haram. It's haram to think that, because that's a negative assumption. What we're trying to do is we're trying to eliminate all the possibilities that may take our children away. So first and foremost, as a foundation, we're saving them from haram. Two, from a very young age, if possible, if we've not done this, we have to catch up, is we teach them the value of things. We teach them the value of time. We teach them the respect of elders. And we don't teach them by saying, oh, gee, you respect your elders. You go into a bit of detail and you say, look, elders are people who've lived their life. They have experiences of life. When you sit with elders, you learn from their wisdom. They have a lot of knowledge. They can guide us in certain matters. So, and if you respect elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with you, and you attain blessings. What the brother Arshad Bhai mentioned about hirs, you see in Punjabi and in Potwari and Punjabi, there's an expression with the way we use hirs, that he doesn't have hirs for me anymore. What they mean is he doesn't have that love and that desire for me. I think he was touching upon that as well, that the kids, they don't have that hirs, they don't have that desire to serve their parents. It may be because we need to do a bit more to get their trust and their love, or just maybe a case of we need to educate them a little bit more and show them examples of children who are doing these things. So when we show them examples of what they should aspire to become, then, and not in a dismissive way, Shasab, this is another problem. Oh, look, see, you see him, he's so good, and look how bad you are. It shouldn't be like that. It should be an encouragement. MashaAllah, I hope one day you're able to do that, inshaAllah. I'll do my best to facilitate, if possible. MashaAllah. So a bit of a few things. And if all fails, Shasab, don't lose hope. A parent should never lose hope, because it could be that it's a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you remain patient, keep praying, keep doing the good things that you've been doing, and one day inshallah there will be change.
And keep doing dua. That is a weapon for Muslims. Yeah. If nothing is benefiting you, but dua, always remember the dua. Hamesha fayda degi, yahan par nahi degi to akhirat mein zarur degi. So dua mangne mein jo hai na wo koi wo masla nahi hai, na koi kabaat honi chahiye. So always supplication in the court of Allah for your children.
If I can just add to what Qamar Bhai said, one other piece of advice that I would give is to, as well as to teach your children, also show them the example. Children learn a lot from what they see. And you, as the role models, as the parents, if you're seeing doing them good actions, being generous, treating your parents good, etc., they will, these behaviors will instill in them from an early age, inshallah.
But Rizwan bhai, unna di tarbiyat karna bachyan di te sade layi zaruri hai na. Te Aqa Kareem di hadith se har banda tuhade chon nigran hai, nigehban hai, to ohde ko apni raaiya de bare sawal kita jayega. Sade ko puchhya jayega tusi apni bachyan di kidda tarbiyat kiti. Sirf khilana pilana te hi zimmedariyan puri karna te zaruri nahi na. Unna di taleem karna, unna di tarbiyat karna, eh bhi sade responsibility da hissa na. Eh te bhi sanu gaur karna chahiye.
MashaAllah, bahut achhi baat ki hai hamare Aasif bhai ne. Aaiye ek package lete hain, ki story bachchon ke liye ki hai majlis ne ready, aaiye usko dekhte hain inshallah.
This is a story of a farmer whose name was Ahmad. Ahmad had three sons. They were very happy in their house. However, Ahmad was very worried about one thing, that his sons were very lazy and not interested in working. They didn't used to help him in his work. Finally, after thinking about it a lot, he came up with an idea. He gathered his sons and said to them, "Dear children, there is treasure hidden in our crops, and I want to dig it out. And I cannot do this on my own. So if you guys help me, we can do it together." All the sons agreed to search for the treasure, and they started digging the ground, but they did not find the treasure. Seeing this made them extremely furious, thinking that their father lied to them. They complained to their father. So their father said to them that, "Oh dear sons, how can I lie? Lying is an extremely bad and evil habit, and a Muslim can never be a liar. I told you guys that there's treasure in it. So my dear sons, this is true. However, you're rushing in it, and rushing in something is a satanic act. Do as I tell you to do. Take these seeds and sow them in the ground. When all the sons together sowed the seeds, then the farmer said, now perform ablution and do dua to Allah Almighty after offering salah that, O Allah, make it rain. So they performed ablution, offered salah, and made dua for rain. Allah Almighty accepted their dua and it rained heavily. Within few days, plants started to grow from the crops. The farmer said to his sons that, look, this is the treasure that I told you guys about. When a person does hard work, then he definitely gets its reward. Mother of Believers, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha has narrated that Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam has said, pure food out of your foods is the one that is earned through your hard work.
Talking about the greed and ladmi si baat hai, paise ki mohabbat bahut hai, no doubt. मैं आपको बोलूंगा जेब से पैसा निकालो, अब अगर बोलो ये मस्जिद में देना है तो कैसा होगा? होगा नहीं होगा, उसको थोड़ा टक टक आवाज भी लगा कर देखते हैं, मजा आता है, तो ये तो जेब में ही रहे तो अच्छा है। और जो फटा हुआ होगा, मुड़ा हुआ होगा, मस्जिद में देखेंगे ये हालांकि 20 का 20 ही होगा, इट वॉन्ट चेंज टू 50 pounds, बट व्हेन वी गिव इन द पार्ट ऑफ अल्लाह, वी गिव जो सबसे रबिश होगा, जो सबसे मुड़ा हुआ होगा, जिसमें से आवाज नहीं आती होगी, दिल को जरा अच्छा नहीं बोलेगा ये मस्जिद में दे दो, ये एक लालच किस चीज की है? 20 का 20 ही है, ये भी बता रहा हम लालची हैं, पैसे देने के बाद भी जो अंदर लालच है ना, इसको काउंटर करने की आदत है। बहुत ज्यादा पैसों को संभाल कर रखते हैं, बहुत ज्यादा बना कर रखते हैं, चीजें भी देनी होती है, लालच है ना, वी ऑलवेज कीप गुड थिंग फॉर अस, ये खाना नहीं है जाकर देकर आ जाओ, हम फटी हुई चीजें देते हैं, फटे हुए जूते देते हैं, द थिंग विच इज नॉट यूजफुल और बेनिफिट फॉर अस, वी से जी ठीक है जी, इसका बड़ा सवाब हम दे देते, अपने दिल से पूछे कि ये लालच नहीं है तो और कौन क्या है, इसको लालच और किसको ग्रीड कहेंगे कि नोट भी देना तो फटा हुआ मस्जिद के गले में देना है। अच्छा, ईदी वाले दिन कड़क कड़क नोट क्यों मांगते हैं? ये ग्रीड है। ट्राई टू रियलाइज, जब बच्चे ईद के दिन पैसे मांगते हैं, कड़क, हम बच्चों को बचपन से सिखा रहे हैं बेटा मांगना है तो कड़क वाले, अब हम भी कड़क वाला ईद के दिन, कमर भाई छोटे थे तो हमें भी मिलता था, हम कड़क नोट मिलेंगे, हालांकि कड़क कड़क ही होते हैं और नरम नरम ही होता है, लेकिन 20 का 20 पाउंड ही होगा, आई वॉन्ट चेंज टू 10 और 50 पाउंड।
आई थिंक ऑन दिस पॉइंट शाह साहब, वी आर अ लिटिल अर्ली, बट इट्स नेवर, आई थिंक इट्स अ गुड टाइम टू मेंशन इट, दिस सम पीपल हैव दिस हैबिट दैट दे गिव देयर चिल्ड्रन मनी ऑन ईद डे, सो दैट शाइनी न्यू नोट, they love it so much that they can't keep it in the hands of their children for too long. So as soon as the guests go, they put that, come and give it back now. So, and he's thinking, this is Eid today, I got some money, I'm supposed to... So basically, their perception of Eid is this, that we're going to wait for most of the day while our mum cooks these so many dishes which we can't touch until the guests arrive. And when the guests do arrive, we have to be on our best behavior. If they give money first, you have to say no. But if they put it in your hand, then look at your parents and take it. Say Jazakallah khairan. But then expect, as soon as the guests have gone, the parents are going to take the money away. If that is the perception of children for Eid, then why do we complain when, as they get older, they're not around on Eid day, and they're looking for other ways of enjoyment, and that greed develops for something to be enjoyable, to enjoy themselves, and they start going out in their cars and hiring cars and racing and getting into car accidents. So it might be an innocent kind of gesture that, we just took money off them. But that's where the seed was planted, the seed of greed. That's what, I can't even have money because they're taking it. And sometimes, Shasab, the parents are not being greedy about it. They're saying, what is a five-year-old going to do with 20 pounds or 30 pounds? But it's the way you do it. If you're going to take money off them, give them a gift or buy gifts in advance. Some of
perhaps tell them you're going to put it somewhere safe for them.
Exactly.
So when they need something, they can come to you.
Yes.
At least explain something.
Yes. Yeah. Say it's your saving, and inshallah, whenever you need anything, you can spend from that saving.
अच्छा, इधर भी एक है प्रॉब्लम है, when they give live over there, galla dete hain, the money box. Usko outside bhi paise bane hue honge, 20 pound, 10 pound, 50 pound note. Yani bacche andar bhi dal ke bahar uske maal ki. Acha usme dal kyun rahe hain? Beta isme jama karo, fir hum tumhe Europe tour pe leke jayenge. Yeah, put in their money, collect and then I'll buy this thing for you. Main aapke liye ye buy karunga. अब ये भी दुनिया की जो भी कर रहे होते हैं, गौर करें, एक तरफ कहीं ना कहीं से लव ऑफ द वर्ल्ड वहां पर है, दुनिया की मोहब्बत कहीं ना कहीं आ रही है, ये दिलाऊंगा, ये दिलाऊंगा। और कुछ ऐसे हैं जिनके घरों में वो मदनी अतियात बॉक्स है जिसके ऊपर मदीने की तस्वीर होगी, है फैजान मदीना की तस्वीर होगी, ये होगा, ये ग्रीन बॉक्स होगा, ये ग्रीन डोम की याद दिला रहा होगा, ग्रीन किसे नस्बत से, तो बोलेंगे बेटा इसमें डालो, या ये मदनी चैनल जाएगा, या एक बॉक्स रखो बेटा, इंशाल्लाह पैसे जमा करो, हम आपको मदीने लेकर जाएंगे, पैसे जमा करते हैं सारे घर वाले। अब ये चीजें आप खुद गौर करें, एक एक चीज के अंदर अगर हम गौर करते जाएंगे ना, क्योंकि प्रीवियस जो नेशन थी उनके डिस्ट्रॉय होने का एक रीजन जो है वो लालच भी था। आका अलैहि सलातो सलाम ने फरमाया था लालच से बचते रहो, ठीक है, लालच से बचते रहो, क्योंकि तुमसे पिछली कौमें जो थी लालच ने उनको हलाक किया, लालच ने उन्हें झूठ पर उबारा, एंड यू कैन रियलाइज दिस थिंग, ग्रीडीनेस दे क्या कहते हैं आपको प्रोवोक करते फॉर लाइंग टू टेकिंग हराम और ब्राइबरी और पता नहीं क्या किन चीजों के अंदर ये आपको इंडल्ज करते हैं, तो फिर वो झूठ बोलने लगे, जुल्म पर उबारा तो जुल्म करने लगे, कतअ रहमी का ख्याल दिलाया तो कतअ रहमी करने लगे, इस वजह से वो जो कौमें थी वो बर्बाद हुई हैं। लेकिन लालच जो है ना ये बड़ी बुरी बला है, बचपन से सुनते आ रहे, पता नहीं कौन सी बला है कौन सी बुरी है, ये समझ नहीं, आज तक वाजे नहीं कर सके अपने बच्चों को कि लालच बेटा बहुत बुरी बला है, जबकि खुद हम उसके अंदर इतने इन्वॉल्व हैं।
शाहजी में हदीस पाक एक अर्ज कर दूं, काब बिन मालिक रजी अल्लाह तआला अन्हु मरवी है कि आका करीम ने इरशाद फरमाया, अगर तो भुखे भेड़िए गनम दे विच रेवड़ दे विच छड़ दिते जान, वो इन्ना नुकसान नहीं पहुंचाउणगे जिन्ना माल दी हिरस इंसान नूं पहुंचाउंदी। हालांकि हुक्म सानू दिता गया कि दुनिया दे विच रहना एक अजनबी मुसाफिर की तरह रहो, असि तां मुसाफिर हां, असि इन्ना खजाना इन्ने दौलत पैसे जमा करके कित्थे ले जाणे, ते गौर करना चाहिए कि ईमान साडे तों ज़्यादा इंपोर्टेंट साडा सासा वा, ओहदे लई साडी हिरस माल दी किन्नी ज़्यादा
खतरनाक। Not taking anything with us, and it reminded me of the amount of greed we see in people, in families, when their loved ones pass away. So much so that they never mind taking anything with you. Sometimes the families, I'm fortunate and blessed to be involved with the funeral majlis of Dawat Islami, and you see families, they don't even want to take part in the last rites, the Allah, funeral rites.
Allah.
They don't even provide it, never mind anything else, but even the kafan and the ghusl isman, etc. And they go to so much extent, they're fighting with each other, murdering each other sometimes over what's left behind.
ਜਿੰਨੇ ਸਾਰਾ ਕੁਛ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੋ ਕਰੀਬ ਵੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੁੰਦੇ, ਗੁਸਲ ਤੱਕ ਨਹੀਂ ਦਿੰਦੇ।
ਐਗਜੈਕਟਲੀ
ਅੱਲਾਹ ਅੱਲਾਹ, ਇਹ ਵੀ ਵਾਕਈ ਮੁਹੱਬਤ ਹੈ। ਆਪ ਇਸਮੇ ਇਹ ਵੀ ਕਹਿ ਸਕਤੇ ਹੈ, ਮਾਂ ਬਾਪ ਕੀ ਤਰਬੀਅਤ ਕਾ ਵੀ ਅਮਲ ਦਖਲ ਹੈ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਚਲੇ ਮਾਂ ਬਾਪ ਕੀ ਮਾਂ ਬਾਪ ਨੇ ਤਰਬੀਅਤ ਨਹੀਂ ਕੀ, ਉਸਕੋ ਇੱਕ ਸਾਈਡ ਪੇ ਰੱਖ ਦੇ, ਆਪ ਬੜੇ ਹੋ ਗਏ ਨਾ, ਆਪ ਬਾਲਿਗ ਹੋ ਗਏ, ਤੋ ਆਪਕੋ ਖੁਦ ਪਤਾ ਹੋਣਾ ਚਾਹੀਏ ਕਿਆ ਫਰਜ਼ ਹੈ ਕਿਆ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੈ। ਲਾਲਚ ਇਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਕਰਨਾ, ਬਹਿਣ ਭਾਈਓ ਕੇ ਦੁਸ਼ਮਨ ਹੋ ਜਾਣਾ, ਕਤਲ ਕਰ ਦੇਣਾ ਦੌਲਤ ਕੇ ਲਈ, ਐਸੇ ਵੀ ਖਾਨਦਾਨ ਹੈ। ਯੈਸ ਆਈ ਨੋ ਫਿਊ ਆਫ ਦੈਮ। ਅਭੀ ਕੁਛ ਅਰਸੇ ਪਹਿਲੇ ਉਨਕੇ ਵਾਲਿਦ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕਾ ਇੰਤਕਾਲ ਹੁਆ, ਤੋ ਮਾਸ਼ਾਅੱਲਾ ਅੱਲਾਹ ਉਸ ਖਾਨਦਾਨ ਕੋ ਬਰਕਤ ਦੇ। ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਵੀ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਕੁਝ ਦਿਨ ਪਹਿਲੇ ਕਾਲ ਕੀ ਕਿ ਇਤਨੇ ਹਜ਼ਾਰ ਪਾਉਂਡ ਹਮ ਦੇ ਰਹੇ ਹਾਂ ਆਪਣੀ ਮਸਜਿਦ ਬਣਾ ਦੀ ਗਈ, ਵੈਰੀ ਗੁੱਡ ਅਮਾਊਂਟ, ਬਹੁਤ ਅੱਛੀ ਅਮਾਊਂਟ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਬਤਾਈ ਕਿ ਇਹ ਆਪ ਹਮਾਰੇ ਵਾਲਦੇਨ ਕੇ ਸਾਲੇ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਆਪਕੇ ਲਈ ਮਸਜਿਦ, ਅਗਰ ਇੱਕ ਨਹੀਂ ਤੋ ਦੋ ਮਸਜਿਦਾਂ ਬਣਾਉਣੀ ਹੈ। ਇਹ ਵੀ ਤੋ ਹੈ ਨਾ, this is also greediness, but that greediness is taking to jannat. The other greediness the Rizwan bhai was talking about, they taking to the hellfire. To baat seedhi thi, jo cheez hamari nekiyon mein izafa kar rahi hai, kiya dono ne, ek maal qabza karke kuch aur karta, ek ne kiya chalo ji iske masjid banate mere maa baap ko sawab milega, to kya ye nekiyon ke haris hue na, इनको हिर्स है नेकियों की कि मेरे माँ बाप को जो है वो जन्नत में आला मकाम मिले, हमें जो है अल्लाह ताला हमसे राजी हो जाए। तो ये चीज़ है, पैसा दिया है अल्लाह ने, ऐसा नहीं है कि नहीं दिया है। असल में जो मुफलिस है ना, असल में जो गरीब है ना, द डेस्टिट्यूट पर्सन, जिसे डिप्राइव पर्सन कहते हैं, जो महरूम है, वो कौन होता है? जो दिल से अमीर नहीं है। माल के अमीर की बात नहीं हो रही है, जो दिल से अमीर नहीं है ना, उसके लिए प्रॉब्लम है। यहाँ पे शाहिद भाई कुछ फरमा
रहे, unfortunately we instill that greediness into our children right from a younger age, and because we put that into our children, they look at the parents as to how they are with their siblings and with their relatives, And then that comes naturally into the habits of the children itself. And then they carry that forward itself. Because if they see that their parents are not getting on with their brothers and sisters, so when our children grow up and they also have that greediness that I want to achieve this and I don't want to give it to my brothers or my sisters, and that's where the problems start occurring. As Rizwan Bhai said, that when people die, they leave a lot of inheritance back. And unfortunately, a lot of people, they start fighting over these inheritance because of the greediness. They want a bigger share. They don't want to give the share to their brothers and sisters. And that greediness doesn't take you anywhere. What we tend to also see is that greediness doesn't give peace to a person at all. A person is always stressed and worried, keeps on always looking over his shoulder that maybe somebody's going to come and do something to me or take something from me. But if we had a bit of Islamic knowledge about how we should be on this aspect, then we can probably be a better
Shahid Bhai, you're talking about brothers and sisters. I know examples of where husbands have divorced their wives specifically because of the greed they have for the inheritance that the parents have left the daughter. So they've disregarded that relationship with the wife and the children just because they want the houses and the wealth and half of the share that's been left. They've gone, it makes them blind.
Shahid Bhai, what with the age of man, as a man gets older, to his greed becomes stronger. So you think that someone is old now, he'll say, "Oh, I'm too old now. These things are beyond me now. I'm not interested in these things." But actually, it becomes stronger. His aspirations, his hopes, his ambitions become stronger because when he was a young man, his ambitions were for himself and his immediate family. When he becomes a grandfather and he has so many other relations linked to him, his aspirations and ambitions are linked to everyone. And there's also another element, Shasa, which you mentioned. Greed also includes what we call in Urdu, khudgarzi. People become self-centered.
Okay.
They want things just for themselves. As Rizwan Sahib was saying, that Rizwan Bhai was mentioning, that even at the time of death, you'd think that the heart is soft.
Softer.
Someone's passed away. You'd be more accommodating. You'd say, you know, this is my father's shroud, or this is my uncle's shroud. I'll sort it. No, because the self-centered nature, it's so strong. The greed is so strong that it clouds their judgment. And as Asim Bhai mentioned, that hadith, which is a powerful metaphor, two hungry wolves. Mm. One hungry wolf is the greed of wealth, and the other hungry wolf is the greed of status. For these two things, those two hungry wolves attacking that flock of sheep and wreaking havoc, they do not wreak more havoc than the greed of wealth and the greed of status does for the iman and religion of a Muslim. So if someone is worried about their deen, you say, what is your greatest possession? My greatest possession, my prized possession, my treasure is my iman. And someone tells you the two most dangerous things for your iman is if you are greedy for money and if you are greedy for position. They will destroy your iman and religion. If they're affecting us, we should pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the effects are removed from our hearts.
Ameen. Kalam ek sun lete hain aur phir inshallah last few madani phool inshallah.
Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya Yeah.
فقط اتنا سبب ہے انعقاد بزم محشر کا، فقط اتنا سبب ہے انعقاد بزم محشر کا کہ ان کی شان محبوبی
مدنی پھول انشاءاللہ عز و جل جو ہے ہمارے گریٹ کے حوالے سے ایک ایک مدنی پھول اور لے لیتے ہیں انشاءاللہ عز و جل.
شاہ صاحب we are encouraged to come forward in works or in acts of goodness, and when we make an intention to do something good or be generous, don't stay in that thought process. Action, implement it. Fastabiqul khayrat,
subhan,
must come forward in good action. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an, the beauty of his hirs for good actions is expressed in this hadith in Muslim Sharif. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam questioned the Sahaba and he said to them, who among you is fasting today? Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala and said, I'm fasting. Because he wouldn't have mentioned it, but he was questioned. The Sahaba were questioned. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked another question, who has attended a funeral today? And Sayyidina Abu Bakr said, I have attended a funeral today. And not in any particular order, but another point, another question the Prophet ﷺ raised, he said, who among you has fed a very poor person, a miskeen? Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq says, I have.
Allah, Allah.
Yeah. Another point, the Prophet ﷺ says, who today has visited a sick person, an ailing person? Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whosoever has all these qualities combined in him, he will enter paradise.
Subhanallah.
And one other point, because with that is the hirs for good. Yeah. He wants to do good so much that he's doing all these different good actions in the same day. He's fasting and he's doing all these other things as well.
Allah.
Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala and at the time of Fajr when he was attacked with a spear, as you know, Shasa, he was mortally wounded. When he was in that state, he had a cloth over his body and he was very fragile. The companion who reports this mentioned Musannaf ibn Shayba. He says, I entered with Sayyidina ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala and I saw the state of Sayyidina Umar. He said, we realized that one thing that would make Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu get up is if we say salah, namaz, prayer.
Subhan.
Because he was so fragile, it was difficult for him to move. And they said salah, and he
Allah
immediately forced himself up.
Allahu
and then he said, whosoever leaves the prayer, he has no share, he has no part in Islam.
Allahu Akbar.
So not only is it the hirs to do good, but the passion to actually fulfill your obligations, as Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala and expressed.
A couple of points I had in my mind regarding this topic was around the reasoning for greed. And sometimes there's two points I wanted to touch on. And one was that one reason for greed is that there's a lot of pressure sometimes on the main earner, the man, the husband, from wives, on wanting a bigger house, more furniture, newer furniture, gold, etc., etc. Sometimes these are necessary, but sometimes you need to look at the current situation. Look at what the husband is earning. Do mashwara, plan in a certain time on how we can get this in with halal means. Putting that unnecessary pressure on all at once can sometimes lead the husband, by belittling him, to go to haram means. And the second Madani pool I wanted to give was to, in terms of worldly wealth, always try and look at those with less than you. So that it'll humble you, it'll keep you grounded. Alhamdulillah, 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 look at all Allah's blessed me, look at all that He's given me. And in terms of looking at the religious matters, always look at those above you. So that all this good talk that we've had today with regards to good greed, and Allah Ta'ala give us the jazbah to act upon these madani pools of good greed, that if we're looking at those in religious matters higher than us, that we aspire to read more Quran, more Nawafal, give more zakat, etc., etc.
MashaAllah. Ji Shahid Bhai.
MashaAllah. Rizwan Bhai has given beautiful madani pearls on this. If we look at our current situation, Shah Sahib, we are chasing the wealth of this world, working long hours in every aspect. Shaykh Tariqat Amir Sanat says that those who chase the dunya, dunya runs away from you. And those who run away from dunya, dunya comes after you.
Okay.
Now, we need to think to ourselves, no matter how hard we work, no matter how many hours we put in on a daily basis, what is our end destination? Our end destination is death. What preparation are we doing for that? Why are we not being greedy for that preparation which will be the everlasting itself, rather than this temporary world itself? But we need to wake up and realize the reality of where we need to be instead.
Subhanakallah, mashallah. We only got 2 minutes left.
Shaji Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala ne ihyaul ulum de vich qanaat da tawakkul da te greed lalach to bachan da ik bada hi pyara tareeqa nuskha sanu ata farmaya ke insaan da agar tawakkul hai na oh parindiyan jaisa ho jave na ke subah nu bhukhe jande hai lekin sham nu pet bhar ke ghar aunde ਇਨਸਾਨ ਦੇ ਸਾਰੇ ਗਮ ਮੁਸੀਬਤਾਂ ਪਰੇਸ਼ਾਨੀਆਂ ਹੀ ਦੂਰ ਹੋ ਜਾਣ। ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਮੁਰਗੀ ਤੋਂ ਸਿੱਖੋ ਪਾਣੀ ਪੀ ਕੇ ਨਾ ਬਾਕੀ ਉਹ ਵੀ ਪੈਰ ਮਾਰ ਕੇ ਗਿਰਾ ਦਿੰਦੀ ਹੈ। ਉਹਦਾ ਤਵੱਕਲ ਦੇਖੋ। ਫਰਮਾਉਂਦੇ ਨੇ ਕਿ ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਜ਼ਿਆਦਾ ਅੱਛਾ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਮਸ਼ਰੂਬ ਹੈ ਇਸ ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਉਹ ਹਨੀ ਹੈ, ਉਹ ਕੀ ਆ? ਇੱਕ ਮੱਖੀ ਦਾ ਥੁੱਕ। ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਅੱਛਾ ਲਿਬਾਸ ਰੇਸ਼ਮ ਸਿਲਕ, ਉਹ ਵੀ ਇੱਕ ਮੱਖੀ ਦਾ ਥੁੱਕ। ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਅੱਛੀ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਸਵਾਰੀ ਆ ਘੋੜਾ, ਉਹਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਹਰ ਅੱਛਾ ਬੁਰਾ ਬੈਠਦਾ। ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਅੱਛੀ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਨਿਮਤ ਅੱਲਾ ਸੁਭਾਨ ਵ ਤਾਲਾ ਨੇ ਇਨਸਾਨ ਨੂੰ ਅਤਾ ਫਰਮਾਈ, ਜ਼ੌਜ ਆ, ਅੱਛੀ ਬੀਵੀ ਆ। ਲੇਕਿਨ ਉਹ ਵੀ ਕੁਰਾਨ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਫਰਮਾਇਆ ਗਾ ਕਿ ਇੰਨਾ ਮਾ ਅਮਵਾਲੁਕ ਮਾ ਔਲਾਦੁਕੁਮ ਫਿਤਨਾ, ਇਹ ਵੀ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਲਈ ਫਿਤਨਾ ਵਾ। ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਪਹਿਲਾ ਕਤਲ ਵੀ ਔਰਤ ਦੀ ਵਜ੍ਹਾ ਤੋਂ ਹੋਇਆ। ਤੇ ਇਨਸਾਨ ਨੂੰ ਮੁਤਰਬੇ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੋਏ ਇਮਾਮ ਗਜ਼ਾਲੀ ਫਰਮਾਉਂਦੇ ਕਿ ਇਨਸਾਨ ਗੌਰ ਕਰੇ ਜ਼ਰਾ ਕਿ ਜਿਹਨਾਂ ਚੀਜ਼ਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਭੱਜ, ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਔਕਾਤ ਕੀ ਆ, ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਹੈਸੀਅਤ ਕੀ ਹੈ।
ਆਪ ਜੀ, ਅੱਲਾਹ ਆਪ ਸਭ ਕੋ ਜਜ਼ਾ ਖੈਰ ਅਤਾ ਫਰਮਾਏ, ਬਹੁਤ ਸ਼ੁਕਰੀਆ ਆਪ ਸਭ ਕਾ। ਗਰੀਡ, ਹਰ ਗਰੀਡ ਬੁਰੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੋਤੀ, ਇਹ ਲਾਸਟ ਮੈਸੇਜ ਹੈ। ਹਰ ਇੱਕ ਕੋ ਬੁਰਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਹਿਣਾ ਚਾਹੀਏ, ਨੇਕੀਓ ਕੀ ਗਰੀਡ ਹੋਣੀ ਚਾਹੀਏ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਦੌਲਤ ਕੀ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਕੀ ਗਰੀਡ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੋਣੀ ਚਾਹੀਏ। ਅੱਲਾਹ ਤਾਲਾ ਹਮ ਕੋ ਨੇਕੀਓ ਕਾ ਹਰੀਸ ਬਣਾਏ, ਮਾਲ ਓ ਦੌਲਤ ਕਾ ਹਰੀਸ ਨਹੀਂ ਬਣਾਏ। ਸੱਲੂ ਅਲ ਹਬੀਬ ਸੱਲੱਲਾਹੁ ਤਾਲਾ ਅਲਾ ਮੁਹੰਮਦ ਸੱਲੱਲਾਹੁ ਅਲੈਹਿ ਵਸੱਲਮ।
The blessing from Rabbul Alameen, the blessing from Rabbul Alameen, Islam is the way of life, Islam is the way of life, Islam is the way of life.